Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is an associate pastor in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled 77 Times.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother or sister sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. The Gospel of the Lord. Many centuries ago, it was St. John Chrysostom, when talking about the passage that I just read, pointed out that 77 times was Jesus' way of saying always. In other words, Jesus was not giving a specific number to the times we must forgive. Rather, he was saying that forgiveness must be offered forever and always without limit. This is the depth of forgiveness that he offers to us. And so we might wonder today, what is our personal practice when it comes to seeking the forgiveness of God in our life? And what is our practice in regard to offering forgiveness to others? The passage from the Gospel introduces the parable of the unforgiving servant. You might want to read that in toto. But in the parable, as you remember, the servant owed his king a huge amount. In mercy, the king forgave the debt, just as God is willing to forgive us, no matter what. But forgiveness does not have one price. The price is that we must also forgive others to the same extent. So when the servant who was forgiven a huge amount later sees one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount, he demands that the debt be paid in full. The result is that the king hears of this and withdraws his mercy, requiring the servant to pay him back in full. I think one of the hardest people to forgive in our lives is the one who shows no sorrow for their sin. They're just not sorry. When we come across people like this, it's often easy to justify our condemnation of them, our judgment of them. One thing that might be helpful to reflect upon today, if we are currently withholding forgiveness from another person and remain angry, bitter, or hurt, is that our lack of forgiveness does more damage to our own soul than to theirs. By refusing to forgive, we do immeasurable damage to our souls and to our relationship with God. Remaining angry and hurt and upset only leads to more anger and more hurt. It leads to vengeful thinking and even acting. And this is a sin for which we will be held accountable. Today we might want to reflect upon the depth of mercy and forgiveness we are called to offer each and every person who has or will hurt us. To forgive is certainly not to accuse. On the contrary, the act of forgiveness acknowledges the sin, but mercy must be offered no matter what. Always, everywhere, unending, without any conditions, it really must be offered. If it's difficult to do, do it anyway, and do not stop. Doing so will not only help the sinner, the one who has offended us, but it will also open up God's mercy in our life. Let us forgive one another with sincerity of heart today, so that together we can step closer and closer to our own heavenly Jerusalem. Blessings upon you.